Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Boyd. We spoke earlier this year with The Cursed. I don't know if you remember me.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed your performance in that film. I really enjoyed your performance in this one. And I just have to ask, when we last spoke, you said you wanted to work with Sean Ellis so badly, which is what led you to The Cursed. Was it the same case here with BJ Novick? I know you guys previously worked together in The Premise. Talk to me a little bit about how you got involved with this.
I mean, I've been a fan of BJ and The Office and really just his stand-up comedy for years. And so I was a bit thrown off when he contacted me and said that he wanted to work with me. So I leapt at the opportunity and I'm just super happy to be a part of his film. And really it was more important for me working with BJ than the character that I had to play, because I knew that BJ would write a great character. So I didn't have to worry about the character that I was playing. I knew that I would have something great to play.
That's awesome. And actually, I wanted to talk a little bit about your performance and your character. I know I'm not alone in this, but I've seen you in a lot of macho roles in the past, and it was refreshing to see you do something funny to test out your comedic chops. And also you have some of the film's funniest lines, but what was it like for you to kind of dip your toes into this kind of new area? Is it something you liked? Is it something you hope to do again in the future?
It's absolutely something I want to do in the future and plan on doing in the future. In a lot of ways, for me personally, I was very much like the character Ty Shaw that I play, who is vulnerable in wanting to find out what has truly happened to his sisters so that he can have some closure. But for me personally as an actor, I was very vulnerable in, can I pull this off? I hope I can be funny, or all those things that you genuinely are concerned about. But for me as a person, that's a bit of the thrill and the high that can come from what I'm doing, is because I get thrown into these different situations and it's either sink or swim a lot of times. And so I was very much like the character in terms of how vulnerable he was.
And as you pointed to, BJ is a great writer. The film touches on a bunch of different themes, but what are you hoping that people take away from the film?
I think it's such a fresh commentary on the United States. And it's through the clash of cultures that BJ uses his character as a fish out of water coming down into Texas, who he has these conceptions about who they are and what they're like and how they may be. Throughout the course of the film, I feel like you take away that we're really not that different after all. We all deal with the same problems, and together through a sense of family, that family nucleus comes together and they have some sense of closure.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Boyd. Wish you the best of luck with the film and Sandman.
Take care. Hey, thanks, Dempsey. See you, man.
I really enjoyed the film, man. I just have to say that first and foremost. My first question, a murder mystery set in the conspiratorial South and a privileged podcaster has to solve it. It sounds like a Mad Lib, but it's so good. The script is brilliant. I loved it. Talk to me about where the idea came from.
Well, thank you very much. Because that's what made it feel crazy to me. And in that sort of, am I crazy or is this kind of fresh? So it's so glad to hear someone sort of see in it what I hoped to make. I wanted to tell a surprising story. And to me, comedy is about surprise. And we're used to all of these. We're used to true crime. We're used to the privileged douchebag. We're used to, you know, the small town hick stereotype. And how do I take those expectations and do something fresh and unexpected where every character is as surprised at what they uncover as the audience. So to me, making that unlikely tone all fit together was the fun of the movie as well as the challenge.
As you also just pointed out, the film plays so well as a parody, but an homage to the true crime genre and podcasts. I'd like to know, what were some of your favorite influences going into this? Do you listen to podcasts?
You know, I don't listen to the true crime as much as a lot of people, but I know they're popular and my character knows they're popular. So in a way, it's about someone being a little opportunistic about making a true crime podcast. That said, they make a pretty good one. You know, Issa Rae's character is really smart. And I actually turned to a lot of people, including Ira Glass, who is a producer of Serial. I did listen to that. That's a great show. S-Town's a great show. So I did talk to a lot of people who produce stuff like that to try to figure out, well, how would this story work and unfold?
All right. So I know that you got your start on Punk'd, right? Ashton Kutcher's in this. Did you see this as your life coming full circle? Talk to me a little bit about how he got involved in this.
I really did see it as a full circle thing. You know, Ashton changed my life when he plucked me from complete, writer's room, aspiring writer obscurity to being on camera playing pranks on MTV when I was, 24. So, to have him in the movie and honestly, the way my character admired Ashton as the coolest guy in the world, that actually worked its way into this role, which is someone who my character underestimates and ends up being the coolest, most intelligent, because Ashton's also a great producer. So the idea of showing him as this kind of intellectual powerhouse that I had seen behind the scenes on Punk'd, but most people hadn't seen in his on-screen work, was an exciting way for me to kind of turn the tables and show a side of him to the world that had never been seen, just the way he showed, a guy, me, that had never been seen.
That is awesome. BJ, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for letting me see the film. It really is one of my favorites of the year so far, honestly.
Thanks so much. Thanks for talking.
Take care.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.